I was going back to my cottage, careful not to miss the turns I took on the way there. On one bridge, a few people were walking my way. They moved to one side, still deep in their conversation. I squeezed my fists, clenched my jaws, and braced myself as several people brushed past my arm.
"You are the Cynthian,"
I heard a female voice right next to me. I opened my eyes and looked at the last woman in the group. She was way too close. I stepped backward until I had one clear IP between us. Then I started breathing again. Now that I had some space, I could focus better on them. They were all jumpers, and they looked familiar. Then I recognized the person who was talking to me. I had seen her at the Boolean Institute. She was the human woman I'd seen in the corridor, the first one in line.
"I saw you a few days ago,"
she said, obviously thinking the same.
"Yes," I nodded. "I remember you. What were you doing there? Zamnan II told me that they did not have any humans in their institute."
She smiled a thin smile.
"I guess he lied."
The rest of the group quietly laughed, and I realized that all of these women must have been at the Boolean Institute, too, though I never clearly saw the others.
"Why are you here?" said a person to the left of the woman I talked to.
"I had been on the port to the Zlathar planet, and there was an error in the porting coordinates. I got ported here."
"All porters that came here were humans, Cynthian," said the person on the right. "You don't belong here."
"The mind made an error in the porting procedure. I had not planned to come here,"
I said, in a very calm and neutral Cynthian voice.
"Go back to where you belong," said a woman in the back,
and the others echoed their agreement.
"This is our world."
I looked at this group of women and for the first time understood how the malice the descendants felt for uni-humans had affected them. I wanted to respond, but I was distracted by footsteps approaching from behind. I turned and saw Jay walking toward us. My heart skipped a beat, but my expression remained aloof. He stopped between me and the women, making sure he was one IP away.
"Is there a problem?"
He raised his eyebrows.
"No, there's no problem, Jay," said the woman in the front. Then she looked at me and said, "We were just saying that Earth is for humans."
"And not descendants,"
called out the woman in the back.
"Well, Andrea, Julie,"
he nodded toward them as he said their names.
"The old Earth humans welcome everybody who ports to Earth and brings no harm. That includes descendants. And the new humans had better remember that."
While still looking at the women, he said,
"Dora, there is something I would like to discuss with you."
He then turned toward me.
"Would you please walk with me?"
I nodded. He walked past them, and I quickly followed. We crossed two bridges before he asked,
"Are you okay?"
"Yes, Jay, I am fine."
"What would you like to discuss with me?" He stopped for a moment to look at me and then grinned.
"That was just an excuse to get you out."
"Get me out?"
"From the ladies with the pitchforks."
I frowned, not understanding at all what he was talking about.
"So what's this issue about anyway?"
he said.
"Humans are treated badly in uni. This is simply their response to descendants in general."
He shook his head slightly.
"That's a very mature way to look at it. I think their attitude, although justified, would get me pissed."
"Would get you what?"
"Pissed,"
he said, and continued walking. "I do not understand."
The word. It means upset, angry. Aren't you angry?"
"For what?"
"For how they talk to you."
"It is they who should be angry. Zlathar has pushed humans down to the bottom of the hierarchy of the uni society. I would react the same way if I were them." Jay stopped again, looking at me and narrowing his eyes.
"I don't get it."
"Shall I explain it again?"
"No, I mean, If you have such a noble way of looking at it, how come humans are put in such a bad position in the first place? Aren't all the descendants like you?
I held my breath, staring at him for a few moments. Relax, Dora. It's the most logical question. Answer in the most logical way.
No, there are several different species of descendants.
I moved on, hoping he wouldn't press the subject.
But,
he said, catching up with me,
they don't all think like you, do they?
My eyes were glued to the floor patterns of the wooden bridge.
Descendant species were developed by targeted genetic manipulation and are, therefore, very different in their physical and mental states.
He stopped in the middle of the bridge. I stopped as well and turned around to look at him.
You are not answering my question,
he said, crossing his arms.
Okay, so which ones are the rulers?
There are no rulers. It is a homogeneous society.
Jay laughed out loud.
No, not if humans are treated the way they are, it's not. So, who holds the strings?
Strings?
Who tells everyone else what to think?
I understood now what he meant, and amazingly enough, he was more right than he could have imagined.
Zlathers.
Zlathers. Okay, so how come they didn't tell you what to think?
I took a deep breath. Time to leave.
This discussion is not of interest to me, I said with my best Cynthian intonation. I would like to retreat to my living quarters.
He opened his eyes wide, and for a few moments, he was just looking at me. Then his face changed into an expression I could not decipher. He shrugged and said,
"Yeah, fine, whatever."
And he left in the direction we'd come from. The bridge shook from his heavy steps until he reached the other side. He walked over several other bridges, and then he was gone. I bowed my head low. I went back to my hut and sat on a wooden chair, my gaze empty on the floor. Why did I say that? I actually didn't want to retreat to my living quarters, and I didn't want him to leave either. I wanted to be near him. I wanted to look at him. I wanted to talk to him. But instead, I pushed him away.
No.